Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance presented this week and every week till it's over. Over there. Okay there, men, here's that big league show of yours where all the players are all stars and everyone a four-letter star, with letters from the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Coast Guard. So let's get rolling with the command officer of Command Performance tonight, your choice for Master of Ceremonies, Mr. Edward Arnold. Thank you, Paul Douglas. Hello, fellows. You know, here in Hollywood, when an actor is away from the set, they shoot around him until he gets back. Right now, we're shooting around you fellows who are doing the shooting over there. But we're going full blast with production. Now, speaking of shooting, Command Performance is really going to shoot the works tonight with a cast that's bigger than a 16-gun salute. From North Island to Australia and from Africa to Aruba, your letters have poured in for a famous lady in a famous song that she introduced just 25 years ago. And fellows, here they are, assisted by Reginald Bean, Laura Vaughn, and Ella Lashley, and the St. Louis Blues, and Ethel Waters.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause my sweet man done left me in this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm packing my grip and making my
getaway.
Why, that St. Louis woman that wore them diamond rings, let my man arrive by her apron string. If it wasn't for her powder and for her snowboard, the man I love wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. But the same my man's got a heart like a rocket in the sea, or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. But when you see me leaving his crepe on your door, won't be dangerous in coming back no more. Got my railroad blues, railroad fare. Feel like riding and a jet nowhere. Even get me a train 15 coaches long. When you look for waters, I'll be gone. The train I ride is marked at a fee. Carry me back yonder to Tennessee to my dear old mama and dad. Best advice I ever had. So long, cause I'm on my way.
Waters and the trio. And thanks to Konstantin Bakalanikov and the RKO Studio Orchestra, appearing through the courtesy of Local 47. And now for Corporal KDL at APO 958, for MAB at that embassy in Quito, Ecuador, and for 14 Pennsylvania Irishmen now in North Island, the strangest phenomena of the 20th century, the only living fish mimic, Richard Haydn.
Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before this microphone, the only natural fish mimic in the entire universe. There are, of course, other mimics, but none so completely natural as myself. This is no time for tittering. I am married, having a wife and two children, and in passing, it is interesting to note that they cannot imitate fish at all. In appearance, I am a rising 63, of medium stature, having a whitish hair, a pointed face, glasses, and a thorn moustache. And looking at me, it is difficult to imagine why I have been endowed with this great gift. By great gift, I of course refer to my powers of fish mimicry, and not to my thorn moustache. I did not discover my great gift until, as you see, late in years. And the method of its discovery is in itself highly entertaining. I must insist upon a deathly hush. To use the words of one critic after my first recital, it does not seem possible in this day and age that such things can occur. Some 5 years ago, I was out shopping when an errand boy dropped a package upon my suit. As is natural under such circumstances, I cried out, inadvertently emitting the call of the gooby or sea squirt. And a well-known fishmonger who was passing on a bus got off and said, "That voice is a gold mine." My reply was, "What do you mean?" And over a cup of tea, he told me. Since that day, my life has been one long extravaganza. When I decided I don't want to have to get ugly. When I decided to allow the world to share my great gift by going on the stage, my friends all said, "You must be mad. That life will kill you." My reply was, "Well, we will see." I will now give you a demonstration of one of my most superhuman feats. I will imitate the call of the red-bellied gudgeon, or a blushing fish. This call is so high in the scale as to be completely inaudible to the human eardrum. Dog. You'll do yourself an injury. Dogs can hear it, however, as their eardrums are highly sensitive. And it is also audible to a certain lady friend of mine, a Mrs. Phelps, who lives on the Norfolk Broad and who has been endowed, through some caprice of Mother Nature, with the eardrums of an elk hound. Silence, I beg of you. I will now give the call of the red-bellied gudgeon or blushing fish, and although you will hear practically nothing, I advise you to watch the expression on your dog's face. Should you chance to have him or her with you, are you ready? Now, will you be perfectly quiet and watch your dog's faces? Amazing, is it not?
Thank Thank you, Richard Hyden.
Well, man, in your letters to command performance, you ask for the best and you'll continue to get it until that duration becomes reality. And that's why tonight, in answer to those letters from Australia, Trinidad, and the Canal Zone, from ships in the Pacific and the Atlantic, from you men on the islands out there west of the West Coast, from pilots and bombardiers, from men in the tank corps and infantry, and hundreds more, your country's greatest violinist, Yasha Heifetz. By worldwide command of the AEF, accompanied by Emmanuel Bay, Mr. Heifetz plays Schubert's Ave Maria.
his concluding selection, Mr. Heifetz plays Drigo's Valse Bleuette. Thank you, Yasha Heifetz. On behalf of Uncle Sam's fighting men throughout the world. You know, fellas, it's seldom that one program, a program that has so much music on, an abundance of musical genius. You've just heard the world's greatest violinist, Yasha Heifetz, and now standing before me is another great violinist. I'm sure you'll all be thrilled to hear him.
Well, I hope so.
That great American violin virtuoso, Jack Benny.
Thank you, Edward Arnold. You know, fellas, I'm in a terribly embarrassed position tonight, as it just so happens, well, you may not believe this, but the two numbers that I had prepared for this evening... were the same two numbers that Mr. Heifetz chose to play. When I heard Mr. Heifetz play the first number, I said to myself, oh, Jack, this is just a coincidence. I still have one more. But when I heard him play the second one, I damn near swooned. Of course, our technique is entirely different. You see, Mr. Heifetz is more of a straight violinist, whereas I go in for novelties. In fact, last week, at a benefit performance, I played a beautiful song called When the Swallows Return to Capistrano. This was quite novel, as I had a string attached to the little finger of my bow arm. And in this number, When the Swallows Return to Capistrano, as I would draw my bow to and fro across the violin, it would ring a mission bell. I also gulped frequently to indicate swallows. People are still talking about it. Of course, fellas, I like to point out, as long as I have to play on the program this evening, is that at least Mr. Heifetz's violin and mine are entirely different. You see, Mr. Heifetz has an Italian violin. I believe it's a Stradivarius. I bought mine at Third and Main. I got a hell of a buy on it. Of course, I'm in kind of a spot now. I hardly know what to do, as both of my selections have been... shall I say, nipped by Mr. Heifetz? Let's see. Mr. Heifetz. Mr. Heifetz.
Yes.
Mr. Heifetz, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Benny.
Benny?
Yes, Jack Benny. I'm a violinist, too, you know.
Oh, yes. You're a radio comedian, aren't you?
Oh, well, I do dabble in radio occasionally. My real talent lies in the field of music. And incidentally, I do want to congratulate you on your rendition of those two selections.
Thank you so much.
Which I had intended to play.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. If you'd spoken to me before this program, I could have substituted other numbers.
Well, it doesn't really make any difference because I have other numbers up my sleeve too, brother. But I was just thinking, Mr. Heifetz, rather than playing a solo, it might be a good idea if we played a duet together. What the hell are you laughing at? What do you say?
Why, I think that would be rather amusing. Is there anything in particular you'd care to suggest?
Oh, I don't know. I'll leave that to you, Mr. Heifetz. What would you suggest?
Well, let's see. How about Paganini's Perpetuum Mobile?
Well, I, what was that? What is that, Mr. Heifetz?
Paganini.
Paganini's Perpetuum Mobile. Oh. Well, I'll tell you the truth, Mr. Heifetz, that song has been done to death. Something else you could suggest? I mean, something?
Yes, I suppose. So let's see. How about the Saint-Saëns introduction and Rondo Capriccioso?
Well,
you know,
Saint-Saëns.
You know.
Yes, I see. I don't know. That number never seemed to get anywhere. I mean, people don't hum it, you know? Look, Mr. Heifetz, how about our playing Love in Bloomiosio? It's very catchy. Isn't
blooming what?
Love in Bloomiosio.
Love in Bloomiosio.
Yeah.
Bloomiosio. I don't believe I know that one.
He's supposed to be a great violinist. Well, look, Mr. Heifetz, let you and I play. I have a suggestion. We'll play McDowell's To a Wild Rose. How would that be?
McDowell's To a Wild Rose?
Yeah, you know, Jeanette McDowell's To a Wild Rose.
Oh.
Shall we?
Yes, yes. But, you know, unfortunately, I haven't rehearsed that number in years.
Good, good. Now, look, if you take the first train, I'll take the second, and we'll alternate throughout the number. And then, could I have A, please? That's close enough, I think. First train, will you, Mr. Heifetz?
Thank you.
If you please.
Yes, thanks.
McDowell's To Wild Rose. An introduction, please. If you please, Mr.
Thank
Heifetz.
You. Thank you.
I'll take it from here. Honest, folks, can you tell the difference? Continue, Mr. Heifetz, please.
Thank you. How am I doing, Mr. Benny?
Very good, very good. Oh, pardon me, Mr. Heifetz. I believe right there, in that last strain... Oh, I see. I'm so sorry. But, look, I didn't mean to interrupt there, but look, Mr. Heifetz, I did think in that last strain, if I remember correctly, you should have played it in double stop. May I show you? May I show you what I meant in that one? Something like this. See what I mean there?
Much better.
Much better.
Much better.
I have a little cadenza in here.
Go ahead.
How was that?
Shall we continue?
Yes. G-string it here a little bit. I bet you thought I was going to be lousy, didn't you?
Thank you, Yasha Heifetz and Jack Benny. Well, fellows, as Jack Benny just said when he put his violin back in the mothballs, that's all, brother. Again next week, Command Performance will be on deck to show a good time to you guys who are giving the actors a bad time. This is Edward Arnold speaking from Hollywood, where the stars come through with flying colors for you men who keep the colors flying over there. And by the way, fellas, if you run across a little jerk named Hitler and he's complaining about the summer heat, tell him it's not half as hot as the hell he's going to get from Uncle Sam. So long.
That's it, fellas. Command Performance USA and good night from the stars you've just heard. We're on 24-hour watch for those letters, men, so keep them rolling into Command Performance, care of the station to which you're listening, and your big show will be rolling out to you each week and every week till it's over, over there. This is Paul Douglas saying, the best of the best from the USA.